And good evening to you. Welcome to another edition of Kearney Live. I'm Jim Dickerson, along with Stacy Bratcher and Lynn Broughton. And we'll first of all, we'll get to the news. There is a football game of some sort on Sunday. And the most important part of that, and we'll go to Lynn for the update, is Taylor Swift will make it to the game.
I hope not. No. Are you flying her in?
I'm not flying her in, but she is going to be there. She's going to be there. Oh, I'm so excited. I was worried for a little while, but I'm okay now. But
because there was a chance she wasn't.
Yes, there was a chance. And so they were going to postpone the game. Till Monday. And
could
you imagine?
All these employees will be very happy in this area to hear that. In schools.
Yeah.
Right.
The game will now be on Monday. Along those lines, but different, at the Chamber lunch today, for those of you who were there, you already know, but they had a really good speaker. Mm-hmm. Someone in the room is in charge of that.
Brian?
Not good job, Brian.
Oh, well done. So Brian had a really good speaker come in. They were talking about the upcoming FIFA event, but we did learn some things today about how that's coming. That's in 2026.
World Cup, yes.
Shows you how much I was paying attention.
Yeah, right.
But the interesting thing, and I think we're allowed to say it, is they found out what, Stacy?
Well, they presented a lot of information.
Stacy wasn't paying attention either.
I don't know which thing you're going for.
Didn't they add a couple of games?
Oh, yeah. We got four games.
They added some.
Plus the quarterfinals.
Knockout.
Plus we have six.
We have six now.
We have six total.
We were supposed to have four. We have six.
We have six. So we got we have four games, a quarterfinal, and something else.
These soccer fans are probably banging.
We got
heads.
Six
on the radio.
There of all, let's say what there's 20 locations. I know that's wrong, but let's say there's 20 locations. The top five location with the most games, Kansas City is like number five, and then there's Las Vegas, cool. New York, all the big. So we're competing with the big dogs. It is really, really exciting.
Well, we are a big dog around here. I mean,
Bulldog.
We're bulldogs.
No, that's going to be great. That's going to be great for the area. People, you were saying, I mean, I don't really, until you witness it, right? I mean, I think you're going to have a lot of people coming from all over.
Oh, yes. I mean, well, so you think about, we have Super Bowl coming up, right? And all of the people, before we came on air, we were talking about all the people who were going to be attending and how everybody's trying to get a flight into Vegas and how hard it is at this point and all of those things. Well, imagine that times 100.
International.
For the World Cup. And Kansas City is basically going to be the hub of World Cup because all of the other cities that have been awarded games are within 3 hours of Kansas City.
That's neat.
So it'll be really easy for people to come in and out to all of the games. But it's you got me. I'm really excited about what World Cup means to our community. And it's really interesting.
Brian would like you to explain again how the...
Sorry. I should sit on my hands.
it is exciting.
It is very exciting.
We've got that coming up. And the other news of... there we are. Hi. Brian's laughing so hard he can't even run the cameras right.
Yeah.
In other news, play stupid games. Got to do it right. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Okay. K9 Duke.
Woo! Yeah.
Eradicated a criminal the other day. You can read more about it on 1027carnymo.com. And congratulations to him for... noon feeding or whatever it was? But I will say the Kearney Police Department and their canine unit seems to be in the news a lot. They get a lot of work.
Yes.
And they do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
so
they help out a lot of other departments that don't have units.
But Canine Duke, if you want to read about it, so I think the caption was, and I can't read it, or I can't it's in here somewhere, and I don't have time to sit and read it, but basically, wasn't it a race? If you think you can outrun Duke, would you make it?
We'll win, yeah.
And they did.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So that is the top news stories of the day. The important thing to think about is, would either of you, like, give me money and let me spend it for you?
Depends.
I don't know.
I'd let you invest it for me.
Invest
I wouldn't
it?
Let you spend it.
Ooh, investing it?
Yeah.
But the government takes your money. Do they invest
it?
Oh,
don't get me started on the government money.
We're going to get her started here coming up in just a minute. We're going to talk about how the government uses your money because tax time's coming up. So let's find out what you're paying for.
A lot.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. Every year we talk about government spending and wasteful government spending at that. The thing is, you would think time over time it would get better, when actually year over year it gets worse. Everybody remembers back in the 70s when people would talk about the $10,000 toilet, the $43,000 hammer, the $13,000 screw, and you would think, stop. You would think that it would get better, but listen to what Rand Paul says is going on currently.
But I can give you, on the tip of my hand, ridiculous stuff that should have 100% cut, but is never cut and goes on and on. In the early 1970s, William Proxmire, a conservative Democrat, pointed out that the National Science Foundation was spending $50,000 to study what makes people fall in love. Now, that's a better, I think, topic for Cosmopolitan magazine than it is for a government study. Nowadays, it's gone up. We spent $1 million having young people take selfies of themselves while smiling and then looking at it later in the day to see if looking at pictures of yourself smiling makes you a happier person. That cost you $1 million. We spent $1.5 million studying the mating call of the Panamanian frog, to see if the mating call of the country frogs was different than the city frogs. We spent nearly $1 million studying the Japanese quail to see if they're more sexually promiscuous when they're on cocaine. I think we could have just polled the audience on that one. This is the kind of ridiculous stuff, but does it get better? I complain about this every year and all the time, and everybody shakes their head and says, no way, why are we doing that? The National Science Foundation, we increased their budget 50% last year. People said, oh, we have to compete with China, so let's give the National Science Foundation more money. We've almost increased our budget by 50%. The people are studying why you go on dates, why you're happy, why the male frogs, you know, what their mating call is. This is the craziness. But it never gets better because we always spend more money.
So that obviously is a little, just a little snippet of what your money goes to. One of the things that comes up year over year is that our national deficit gets larger and larger.
Yep.
The fact is, though, the population also gets larger and larger, and the amount of people that are paying into government is more and more. However, city, state, and government budgets tend to get bigger and bigger. The problem is, there's so much waste in all of these budgets, and we've talked a little bit about this before. The original concept of why taxes were put into place was defense of the country. So it was kind of made to do the military, and then you had to pay the government employees. But mm-hmm. we've now gotten mm-hmm. to a thing where we're funding everything.
Right.
I'm beginning to wonder, I'll ask either one of you, whoever wants to jump in, it seems like more and more people are becoming a little more irritated because they're starting to hear more and more about what their money is going to. And now it's not just as he was talking about frogs and quail or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. But $1 million selfies.
It's starting to be things that people are really objectionable to. Money to Ukraine. And mm-hmm. then I think there's another $60 billion out there for Ukraine. And the big question is, that could have been used here in the United States to go to things here. Why are we always, what other country gives us money?
Right.
Just yep. randomly gives us money?
Zero.
But yet we
I would say zero.
We are constantly giving money away to support this, that, and the other. So mm-hmm. at what point, I mean.
We've kind of always done that though, right?
Right, but it's weird because you have no control over it. So you're like, here's my money and go spend it. And they're spending it on things that, quite frankly, I don't care about the quail. I don't care if, well, that's not true. I do care about quail. I don't care about their mating call. I don't care about how you feel after you take a selfie of yourself. Why are we wasting money on that stuff? And when do we stop?
That's a great point. And like you said, we've been talking about this for decades, but I don't think anybody really knows how to stop it. I mean, even Rand Paul can't stop it. He's tried every year and he can't stop it. He had, right before that clip, another thing he said that I thought was absolutely genius. Just cut everything, 1% across the board. Everything gets cut, 1%. After, I think he said, 5 years of doing that, we should be about broken even with a balanced budget. But that triggered something for me. I'm like, wait a minute. All of our states, with the exception of Vermont, I believe, every single state of the United States operates off a balanced budget. Why doesn't the federal government, if the states can do it? I just think that's very, very interesting.
Well, and that brings up a good point. You talk about the federal deficit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess part of it is, you know, how do you stop it? It would be interesting if whoever the deficit's to called the note.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So there's that. But
yeah.
How do you stop it? That is a great question.
Well, I will tell you how you stop it, but it's not going to make anybody happy.
Well, and that's part of the problem, right? Politicians trying to make people happy, but
that's
then
right.
when people aren't happy, we just kind of
make their donors and constituents
happy. But you have
happy.
To. So, and I talked about this when I used to do stuff with city budget. We had little earmarks in the budget to things that affect 8 people. But because you didn't want to make that part of your constituents, your people, I never
constituents.
Could say that. I try to say that, and it reminds me of old brother.
Where art thou?
Yeah, right.
He got
exactly.
a constituency.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can't say it right. But anyway, you can't make that part of your voting public mad. Right? So you've got to fund it. And the problem is we end up funding all this weird mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. If we eliminated all that, then we'd have a balanced budget, no problem. The other thing is we're giving money to places that I don't think we should be, but we continue to underpay our military. We
right.
continue.
We're not taking care of things at home.
Exactly.
The veterans
we're not,
that are here.
Yeah.
Right. We don't take care of our veterans. I've long said that veterans' health care for things...
Oh, it's horrible.
Things that where veterans are injured, they should want for nothing
Absolutely.
From then on. You,
yeah.
you see, there's the one project, the Tunnel to Towers. There's the Wounded Warrior Project.
Mm-hmm.
Although those are great organizations, technically they shouldn't even need to exist because our government should take care of those people.
Right.
Because of what they did for us. So they go out and do that for us, and then we're like, well, good luck, thank you, you're on your own. That's where our money should be going, not
Absolutely.
To all this other silly stuff that it is. The other way around it, and our government people, I know that watch the show. I'm not going to name any names.
We do have a few.
I don't want to dime you out. But get rid of, I know it would take forever, and I've had this conversation with legislators before. It would take forever. I get it, but it eliminates the problem. Have you ever watched, and they'll say, so-and-so voted for this, and it's the most ridiculous thing, and you're like, why would they vote for that? Well, the reason was it was item number 73 tagged onto some bill,
right.
And we needed this part.
Right.
And the only way you could get this part was vote for saving the spotted owl or whatever the case may be. What I think we should go back to is, and this is going way back before they started doing that, line by line. Every bill is a standalone bill. You vote for that bill and that bill only. And then your name goes on it, and there's no question about it. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to send $10 million to the Save the Spotted Owl Society, there's your name.
Well,
or,
that?
I'm sorry, the mating call of the frog.
But wasn't that like the border bill that's going on right now, that there was a bill, and now the Republicans came back with another bill, but part of that bill had something to do with Ukraine.
It has nothing
to do with, but like you said, if to get your portion, like something done at the border, you got to vote yes on the whole bill, which then that sends so much money to a different country that how's that affecting the border?
And that's the problem, because you're trying
just
to
like
put
you said,
two things
right,
together.
Exactly.
So if you had a standalone bill, if you want to have a border bill, it is the border bill. There's nothing else in it. The other problem is, I don't know if you've ever seen these bills. They're available online. I highly encourage go read a bill. Number one, you need to take a vacation day because
right.
It will take you forever to get through
someone
it.
Someone to
two,
interpret.
That was what I was going to say. Number
yeah,
two, when
legalese.
You read it, you won't understand 80% of it because you're thinking, what is this? Now, here's the sad part, and you even hear legislators say this. They don't understand it either, and yet they vote for it.
Right.
Because they know they want this.
There's something in there that's going to help somebody that they're representing.
Right. And that right there is why it is so important for us to tell our legislators what we do and don't want, what we do and don't approve, because so many times they don't know what something is. They can't know everything, and so they rely on us to tell them what's important to us. And so if they only hear from the proponents against the bill, then that might end up being the way that it goes, because the rest of us sat here being lazy.
But I also think there's a large contingent of, so we've talked about elections, right? They become popularity contests, not anything else. And the other thing is, there are a large number of elected officials, I feel like, once they get in office, they no longer represent the people of which they're supposed to represent. They kind of go on their own little tangent.
Right, because now they're in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Not all, but a
lot. You know, I guess what you could do is you could, maybe they should...
Oh, no.
We could place bets on each of them.
Place bets.
Yeah. That might be the easiest
would
way.
Would that be a thing to do?
That could be a way to raise money.
Did you know that there are prop bets for the Super Bowl? We're going to work on some of our prop bets for the Super Bowl after the break. For entertainment purposes only. I gotta make sure I say that.
Migraine headaches, the throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead. Extreme sensitivity to light and sound? Your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. As you know, Sunday, your Kansas City Chiefs play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. If you don't know that, it's happening Sunday at, I think, 2, 3? I'm always messed
pre-game,
up on the Central.
Pre-game starts at
yeah,
2.
Like 9.
And the physical game will start around 10:30.
Right, exactly. It could be moved to Monday, though.
It could be.
I'm gonna, while he's talking, I'm going to see where Taylor is.
Yeah, right.
I'll get back with
there you.
Go.
It's like the Santa thing.
Yeah, exactly.
NORAD, yeah.
Is there going to be a Taylor tracker? Are
I
we going to
carry Oh, that's crazy. But anyways, did you know that you can place bets on many different areas of the game?
Wow.
Watch this odd shark video for an explanation.
Considering the Super Bowl is the biggest game of the year, it is certainly treated as such by the sportsbook, since there is no shortage of things you can bet on thanks to game props. And the best thing about props is that they're for everyone, from novice bettors who maybe only bet on Super Bowl Sunday, to the sharpest pros and everyone in between. Everybody loves a prop bet, especially for the Super Bowl. So what can you bet on? What props are out there? Well, there's tons. This is supposed to be a short video, so I don't really have time to mention them all, but here are some good ones. First score method is always popular, so that just means touchdown, field goal, or, quote, any other method, which, of course, would be safety, unless the NFL plans on introducing the rouge. You can bet on first drive results, which would offer punt, offensive touchdown, field goal attempt, or turnover. You can bet on things like, will the combined score of both teams be an even or odd number? Or will any quarter be scoreless? Or which half will be the highest scoring? Another popular one is the, quote, race to a certain number of points, like race to 10 points, race to 15, race to 20, and so on. If the team you bet on is the first to reach or eclipse that number, you'd win your bet. You can bet on the team to score last in the game. You can bet on if the team that scores first will win the game. You can bet on the first score of the game exact outcome, so betting on a team and scoring method, so team X touchdown or team Y field goal.
Folks, those are just a few things that this game that you can bet on. And I'm telling you, if I was a person that bet, I would be very confused and lost and probably forget what I bet on. So there's many different things that are out there, and I know people can bet every like 5 minutes of the game's going on. There's new things they're throwing up that they can bet on at that time. And
oh gosh,
if you don't get it, gambling is a huge, huge moneymaker. It's a huge business in the sports entertainment
field.
Can I
ask a question?
Ask a question.
What does it cost? What, like one bet? Like,
you basically, again, there's dollar amounts you can put down, whatever you actually kind of feel, and then there's odds. There's odds, and it kind of tells you,
how much,
if you like put $10 on, let's say, 100, 1 in 100, whatever, you can win like $100
okay.
or whatever. I mean, it goes up.
Can you do a dollar?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
I'm sure. And I'm sure some places have a minimum.
You're not going to win.
I didn't know
but there's
how much I had to put it. Like, is this only for rich people, or can...
There was a guy that put down $110,000 on the Kansas City Chiefs winning, and he's basically, if he wins, I saw this, he's going to win $210,000. So he's basically just doubling his money. And you don't pay the money until you lose. you know, and that's what they call a bookie. They come looking for their money. But yeah, there's so many new things out there with the app game that people get, they get money built up on their app. It's oh my gosh, crazy business. And wow, it's very...
How much money you got?
are we, I don't.
Are we,
I have to so pay here, it to here's the federal government.
Are we, good point. So I'm not going to say it. I almost blurted it out. Ooh, save myself there. On this thing that you have that you're about to ask us about, are we betting? Are you the bookie?
Well, I know the guy that kind of runs the radio station. And he says there may be a prize for the winner.
Okay.
But I don't know. Excellent. I'm not going to say it's dollar amounts because this is, like I said,
if entertainment
purposes only.
Yeah, call the Missouri hotline at whatever it is.
Because, off.
But anyways, they also come up with ideas. And we have these brackets right here, which is like a bidding form. And it's for a Super Bowl party. Brian just put it up on the screen. I found this. I printed it off. They're telling people to do this to make your game experience more exciting because a lot of people are going to get together to watch the game because it's the Chiefs. So you can come up with your own questions if you want. You can also bring up Taylor if you want. But I know they're talking about there's not going to be much betting for her through the bookies or the names of the places you bet with. But this thing,
DraftKings
and all that, I heard they're not doing the Taylor Swift thing because there was rumors are, will Travis propose to her? How many times will they show her during the game? You could bet over and under.
Isn't that in here?
It's not in this one.
How many times they'll show Taylor is in here?
What I want to do is we're going to go over these questions. I'm going to ask Stacy and Jim to give their answers. And then what's going to happen? They're going to give me their sheets. Okay. I'm going to take them and I'll tally up and I'll let you know next week, Brian. I'll let you guys know next week who wins between the two.
I'm so excited.
We have someone that kind of knows football. He knows football. He's one of the voices of the Kearney Bulldogs. And then we have Stacy.
Oh, thanks. And then we have Stacy.
No. Stacy probably knows. She probably knows.
Stacy will be like,
I did not have
game. No, let me tell you.
An oblong ball.
Let me tell you, we do this with, my family, we'll do the NCAA bracket. We used to do that, a family thing. My wife would sit there and go, what's the color of that team and what's the color of that team? And I'll say, and she would win the bracket because
I've done a bracket
she would
that way
the
and
colors
won.
All the way out.
See, I did that for years, but I actually would look and say, okay, this is a 3 seed and this is a 16 seed.
Right,
and
right.
This, and I went through all that, and I was usually out in week 2.
Exactly.
I mean, I was out.
And then you know they're lying when they say there's 200 some brackets still perfect got all these upsets.
Yeah, there's no way. So. The only way that does work is exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Which one, they have pretty uniforms.
Right.
And pick
that color
and
that's
how it works. You've got to pick it off the mascot.
Or the mascot or whatever.
That one works.
So question number one on this sheet is, how long will it take Reba McEntire to sing the national anthem? And you get to pick one of the two, over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes. What do you think, Jim?
Who?
Reba McEntire. You don't know who Reba is.
Who is he?
She, the contestant.
Oh, just kidding.
I know who Reba McEntire is. The average, if I recall, the average Super Bowl, I'm sorry, the average national anthem is 1:47.
Ooh, okay.
But.
He's done some research.
But, you do flyovers, you got to know exactly when to
right. That's true. That's true.
But it's the Super Bowl, and we're going to draw this out, right?
Well, it's Reba.
And so you got to do the Rockets red glare, you know.
What is the Chiefs
gonna say
at the end?
Home
of the Chiefs.
You're right.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do anything with the time.
You never know.
But we'll see. I'm going to say over 2 minutes, Lynn.
All right. So
I said over
as well.
You said
over 2?
Yeah, it's Reba McEntire.
Okay.
It'll be over.
So you guys can determine what you think, and then you can time the national anthem. And they'll be telling you right after it. I mean, because people win. So number two, who will win the opening coin toss, Chiefs 49ers?
49ers.
I'm going to say Chiefs.
Okay.
We'll win the coin toss. And we will defer.
That's why I put the 49ers.
They will play defense
because I knew
first.
Even if we won it, we'd defer. See, I know a little something.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's okay. It's okay.
No,
I won't even go there, but it's okay.
I decided what I was going to pick.
So how does that, if the 49ers win.
You say they're going to take the ball.
No, I said I picked the 49ers to win the opening the coin toss because I knew that even if the Chiefs won the coin toss, they would defer and it would end up with the 49ers.
So she's saying the 49ers would get the ball anyway.
But the 49ers are going
to
defer.
That's just how I decided to pick that one.
Just catch the ball.
Just catch the ball.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Will the opening kickoff be a touchback? Yes or no? Now, that's interesting because now the how they've moved everything, usually they are touchbacks.
They always are
touchbacks. What do you mean they moved everything?
Well, the kickoff is moved closer to the end zone.
It's always a touchback.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be
will
a
it be?
Yeah.
Okay, so you both say yes. Okay. Which team will score first, Chiefs 49ers?
That's not the next question,
sir.
You need to go in order, please.
What is the first play of the game? What will the first play of the game be, run or pass?
It'll be a run.
Okay, then who's going to score first?
I think, actually, on this one, I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers score first.
Ooh. Yep.
You
said
49ers?
That's what I've got, too. Yep. Because, here's my reasoning on that one, because the Chiefs do better when the other team scores first. So I'm just going off of what works best for the Chiefs.
See, and I'm gonna go kind of on the same thing. First of all, when the other team scores first, it puts my wife and I into panic mode. she starts running around in circles going, we're going to lose. You know, there's still 3.9 quarters left. So what I think will happen, too, we'll see if this happens. Not only will the 49ers score first, they'll march down the field like nobody's business.
Like it's nothing.
And we'll all be in panic.
So the adjustments haven't happened
yet. We'll
be
like, man.
Yep.
Will the first touchdown scores number be over or under 22.5?
Over.
That's interesting because you got to think of the players out there on the field.
I think it'll be over because Kelsey's 87. Most of your wide receivers are 80s. So
Well, and McCaffrey's 23.
Right. And so
Ayuk's 11.
Yeah.
So you're thinking
I think it's going to be over 22.5.
Okay. I had no idea what the hell that... what
basically,
that question meant, so I said
their jersey,
under.
Their jersey number.
Oh, there's jersey? We'll just say that.
That's the catch is the 22.5 because if it's 22, you lose. If you say over, or you say, I'm sorry, under the 0.5, that's where they get you with the gambling thing.
Brother.
So you're saying
just
under?
Just so you know, Stacey, nobody has a number of 22.5
right.
in the NFL.
I didn't take that as it's a jersey number. That is not the way I read that.
Who will have more passing yards, Mahomes or Purdy?
Mahomes. Duh.
You think, but his playoffs, very interesting. His playoffs have been like 150 to 200 something.
Well,
not like normal.
So here's the thing, and
but
I really
agree.
That could be a trick.
Purdy.
We're the underdogs.
Purdy traditionally, this is getting down in the weeds. Stacey will agree with me on this. Purdy traditionally is not a deep thrower. He's a short.
Right.
He's short passer. Mahomes, especially.
They're going to take a shot.
Especially lately, have been taking longer shots. Plus, you have with Mahomes, you have a lot of yak plays. You want to explain that?
Yards after.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yards after catch.
I was wrong.
So you get a lot with, even with Kelsey, you might throw a 10-yard route.
And he's going to run
10
more.
20 more. Right. So probably more than you want to know. And we're from the booth getting the move on.
More receiving yards, Kelsey or Kittle?
Kelsey.
Yeah, they're both pretty good.
Kittle's pretty good.
That's going to be interesting.
I'm going to say Kittle, and here's why.
Okay.
And Brian's like, oh, my gosh. They've been double teaming Kelsey a lot, which makes it harder to get the ball to him.
Right.
Kittle is usually not.
Right.
So he will have a few more yards. It'll be close, but I think Kittle.
Okay, I'm going to qualify my answer. Kelsey, assuming he catches the ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I did lie on this one. How many times will Taylor Swift be mentioned during the game? Over 6.5 or under 6.5?
Under. I think the NFL is getting the message.
I'm going to say over, and I'm going to say way over. And it also depends on Kelsey. If Kelsey has a real big game, every single time he touches the ball,
well, and that's bad because they're talking about mentioned. You know how many times they're just going to show a picture of her, but they're not going to mention her. So that people are going to say, well, that's
all right.
It's not. But you know what I mean?
If her name comes up on a graphic, is that a mention?
So betting is like voting. You got to pay attention to the words.
All right. First turnover of the game, interception or fumble?
Interception.
Fumble.
Okay.
Fumble!
First time out called by a coach, Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan?
Shanahan. Andy Reid doesn't call timeouts.
Andy Reid, and it'll be because we're not set up. Okay. We have a problem with that from time to time. We'll have to burn a timeout to get situated.
Okay. Will there be three unanswered scores at any point?
Of course.
No. Okay. Three unanswered, no way. Not in this game.
Always.
Which team will score last?
Hopefully the Chiefs.
There you go. Who's going to be, okay, which position will the MVP play, quarterback or other? It is not, because sometimes it's not who you think.
Yeah, 90% of the time, I don't know what the true stat is, but it's almost always
the quarterback.
Which, and I don't, honestly,
yeah, I know.
I don't always agree with that, but in this case, it'll probably be the quarterback.
Because in most games, it probably should be Harrison Butker. Am I not right?
Right.
Well, yeah. You are absolutely correct.
I know you guys are Chiefs fans, but which team will win the game?
Chiefs.
Okay.
Sure hope so. I think, but everybody knows. I mean, I've said it here. I didn't think we'd beat Miami. I didn't think we'd beat Buffalo. And I didn't think we'd beat the Ravens. And we did.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Right.
And we're set up as the underdog this year. And the Chiefs love being the underdog.
My only fear is a week off. Because you got all that momentum. Now you have a week off. You got all that media time. And San Francisco's not saying nothing. Where Baltimore and Buffalo kind of...
I do like, though, is they both have an equal amount of time off. It's not like one team had a bye and one didn't. So and the other thing is, if you've ever been to a Super Bowl week, it is like no other. It's constant. They practice, but it's event, and you get tired. And Brian, if you don't quit waving it.
Well, the last two, I thought are really interesting because these are being talked about a lot, right? Because I don't really know Usher, I'm sorry. Usher is the main singer for the Super Bowl halftime show. I actually have stopped watching the halftime show, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But will Usher open the halftime show with the song Yeah?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is either, so I put no.
Okay, you said no. It's one of his favorite songs. I
figured it was, so I figured he'll end with that.
They just think the crowd will start yelling, yeah. This thing been being debated. And then I think this is a really interesting one. The last one, folks. The last one, well, there's a tiebreaker. But how many guest singers will appear with Usher? Over 3.5?
It'll be
under 3.5. Will Taylor Swift walk out on the stage?
Taylor Swift won't be out there. But
she won't.
There'll be 20 different singers with him.
Something like that.
And then they'll bring every person, the parking attendants, out on the field. There'll be 10,000 people out there running around. And I won't see any of it that's when I
said
do
under
other
because
things.
I figured Usher's ego would be too big
he
to have
need anybody
too many
out there
people.
With him.
So, yeah.
So, like I said, folks, you can
We're
make up your
do
own
the
questions.
Bonus question?
Well, I was going to say there is a bonus question tiebreaker. You guys will do it because you might end up tied.
It.
You never know. Tiebreakers, if needed, total number of combined points without going over.
Okay, got it.
What do you got?
I did 33.
Okay.
50.
Okay. Well, there was some Madden simulated games. They said the Chiefs were going to win 30-28, and then I saw another one that said they were going to lose 13-6.
Oh, interesting.
Those were two games that computers played. They do that stuff when the Super Bowl comes around. So I don't know.
So let me ask you.
But anyways, I challenge you guys to do this if you're going to get together. Have fun with it.
We always have fun with it. And so the big question is, because I know Lynn is following this, after the Super Bowl is over,
that's right.
What do Taylor and Travis have to look forward to?
Valentine's Day.
Oh.
We all get to look forward to that. And you know what Valentine's Day means. We'll talk about it next on Carney Live.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
You may have noticed your shoulder hurting, or maybe a kink in your neck. The culprit may be looking right at you. Your phone. Think about how you use it. Does that pain feel familiar to you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738, or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Electric cooperatives are different. We have a sense of pride in our local community and support the people who live here. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative supports local schools, takes an active role in economic development, and works hard to keep costs down for its members. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about how Platte Clay Electric Cooperative is working to achieve that mission, visit www.pcec.coop. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. Americans are expected to spend a record $14.2 billion on their significant others this Valentine's Day.
Each?
What? I think total.
And we just talked about taxes.
I know, right? Taxes and betting.
Yeah, right?
You got to hit the bank.
Exactly.
On average, people could spend more than $185 each. Okay. So candy is projected to be the most popular gift category, followed by greeting cards, flowers, and evening out, jewelry, bling, clothing, and gift cards. They're also seeing continued interest in gifts of experience. So taking your loved one to the Super Bowl could be a gift of experience, with about a third of the consumers planning to do that this year. They say that about 53% of consumers expect to celebrate the holiday, which is up a whole 1% from last year. And among those aged 25 to 34, 62% have plans to observe the holiday. So the younger folks have more love, I guess, than the rest of us. Amid those who don't plan to observe Valentine's Day, some of them still said they plan to make purchases or arrange meetings with friends and family. So I thought it would be fun to do a little quiz with our stuffy gentleman in the studio today. So we are going to find out what kind of Valentine are you guys?
Well, a darn good one. You know, I've always felt that the love that is...
Do we got Kelly on the phone?
So, Brian's going to show the question, but I'm going to ask it to you. But so the people watching, I guess, can play along. What kind of movie, this is multiple choice, what kind of movie do you like to watch? A, anything with blood, guts, and gore.
And wait, this is Valentine's. On Valentine's Day, right? Okay.
Or this is just what kind of Valentine are you? So which movie would you prefer? Okay. Blood, guts, and gore. B, something that will make me laugh and maybe cry at the end. Or C, ones with happy romantic endings. Or just happy endings.
Is there a none of the above?
Nope, you got to pick one of those.
Laugh and cry.
I'd do a war movie.
Laugh or maybe cry at the end.
I would do a comedy, but I wouldn't want to cry at the end. I would do a straight comedy.
Well, that's not a choice.
Laugh or cry at the end.
I guess we'll cry at the end.
Because... Okay, they both said B. Next question.
So what's that make us?
You've got to answer all the questions to find out.
Yeah, we'll find
okay.
out.
Okay, so number two. Which of the following songs appeals to you most? A, At Last, My Love Has Come Along. I can't sing it. At Last. Okay, B, Love Stinks.
I
don't
sick.
Know.
Love Stinks.
That one
love
goes.
Stinks.
Love Stinks. Or C, Why Can't We Be Friends?
Which of those three songs
yeah,
do we
which,
like?
Which of the three would you appeals to you most? At Last, Love Stinks, or Why Can't We Be Friends?
At Last.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
All right. A is the answer. Question number three. What are you going to eat on Valentine's Day? A, surf and turf. B, fancy French food. Or C, garlic, stinky cheese, and raw onions.
We have French bread and French dressing.
What was the first one?
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
I'll go surf and turf.
I'll say surf and turf.
Okay. A, perfect. Question number four. Do you have a significant other?
Hang on. Long John Silver's has a surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
Yeah, that'll
just
work.
Checking.
There you
Hush
go.
Puppy.
Okay. Do you have a significant other? A, I love my boo. B, it's complicated. Or C, screw that, being single rocks.
I love my boo, Kelly.
What moron would say, it, say anything?
I love my boo. Boo boo. Yeah,
well,
that would
of course.
Be bad
I
to
mean,
say.
What else are you
okay.
going to say?
A is the answer on that one. Question number five. What kind of Valentine cards did you give out in elementary school?
Ooh.
A, whatever cartoon was popular at the time. B, I didn't give out Valentine's cards. Or C, hearts, flowers, kisses, and the occasional unicorn.
What grade?
Elementary school.
Oh, those were those ones.
I would say the first one. Yeah, with the whatever's popular.
The whatever like, cartoon
oh,
is
no,
popular.
Oh, no, I did the crate paper where you had to cut it out and you wrote something on
you
there.
So you did hearts, wow. flowers, kisses, and unicorns?
Sure. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I have a feminine side. Don't be a hater.
All right, we're gonna. I'm going to do the tiebreaker, and we're going to go with A, cartoon that was popular.
Yes.
Okay, very good, Jim. Wow, soft, sensitive side. Question number six. What do red roses mean to you?
Oh.
A, romantic love and passion. B, a sweet gesture of love. Or C, thorns and a waste of money.
Is there D, a detriment to my bank account?
That would be C, a waste of money.
They're expensive.
They're expensive. But I do like buying my wife roses.
What's A?
Romantic love and passion, or just a sweet gesture of love?
Sweet gesture of love.
I would say that.
Sweet gesture?
Yeah.
Okay. B. Question number seven.
there's more.
There's more. There's plenty more. What's the most romantic gift you ever received? A six-pack of tacos.
I have not gotten it, but that'd be good.
Yeah.
B, roses and a box of chocolates. Or C, every gift my sweetie gives me is more romantic than the last.
Yep. C,
every gift she buys me. Kelly.
You know, honestly, just when she walks through the door,
exactly.
is a gift.
Valentine's Day is every day
there
in my house.
It is. Okay. Every time she walks through the door, it is a gift to my heart.
All right.
And quit giving me the hurry up sign because I'm trying to profess my love.
Question number eight falls right in with what you're saying. What is your romantic philosophy? A, you make me want to be a better man. B, we'll always have Paris. Or C, love is like a horse-drawn carriage ride. It seems romantic at first, but eventually you realize you're cold.
Wow. Who would say that?
Not somebody who wants
She to. Makes me want to be a better man. Is that...
What did you say B was? I always love
we'll
my
always
parents.
We'll always have Paris.
We'll always have parents.
Paris.
Oh, Paris. I would say A. For, A. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. What else are you going to say?
Okay, good. A. Number 9, we're almost done. Who is Hollywood's ultimate leading man? Cary Grant, ooh, Chris, ooh, Farley, or Tom Cruise?
Ooh. Oh, that's Tom Cruise, easy. But actually, it's probably...
Chris Farley. No, Cary Grant. I would say Cary Grant.
Well, you know who else I would say is John Travolta.
You think?
Yeah. What? He's not a choice, but...
Probably...
What is it? Cary Grant, Chris Farley, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Harrison Ford.
I like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Well, I would go with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, you both suck. Okay, see, Tom
Wait
Cruise.
Wait a minute. What? Why?
Cary Grant is Hollywood's ultimate leading man. Oh, my gosh.
Lana,
okay.
Is that true? My mother-in-law. But I know she's watching.
Yes. But he was always in black and white.
Okay, last question.
Last question.
And then we're going to find that Brian will tell us what kind of romantic you are. Which of the following sounds like the best Valentine's Day ever, ooh, to you? A, sitting on the couch, eating popcorn, and watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm. B, dancing with my friends to a hip band. Mm. Or C, dining out and getting a hotel room for the night.
C. Dining out and getting a hotel room for the night.
Yep.
C. All right, Brian, sure. How'd our guys do? You're going to have to read it to us.
No, I can't see that from here.
You're a lighthearted Valentine.
Oh, lighthearted?
You're lighthearted. So
that?
You fall in the middle. Read it. Can you read the whole thing, Brian? Oh,
yeah, please. By all means.
You treat the day as if it should be, as it should be treated. You are a lover of stresses, who stresses openness and honesty.
Oh, thank isn't you. That sweet? Mm.
That's
all right.
Me.
I'm touched.
Good job, guys. Okay. You did better than I thought.
You know what's hard about it? It's on a Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So we always do the weekend, though. We wouldn't go out on the day. We would try to celebrate it on the weekend.
We absolutely would.
You would go out on Wednesday?
Every day is a Valentine's Day at our house.
And that's when the Super Bowl parade will be, too. So it'll mess everybody's Valentine's plans up.
That's true. Actually, I did hear a little inside information. It may not be on Wednesday. It may be on Thursday.
Everybody's saying it's Wednesday.
Well, everybody may be wrong. You know, love is a... Final thoughts are up next. Stay with me.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
And welcome back. It's time for our final thoughts, and we start with Lynn.
I just wanted to make sure, is that... I'm sorry. No, you're good. That's actually 2 weeks away. In 2 weeks, Kearney is going to have an opportunity for you guys, the community, and I encourage everyone to come because this guy's phenomenal. Yes. Russ
Tuttle.
Tuttle is going to be at the Kearney School, and he's going to be doing a stop trafficking project. He's going to be talking about sex trafficking. I thought it was this Monday. It's on the 19th from 6 to 7:30 at Kearney High School. I encourage you to go.
Yeah.
Since we have time, I would love to see. I've been posting this on my social media. Please repost it. We need to fight this, and I think this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
Sorry about
great
that
idea.
Mix up, but
these kids today.
I love stinks.
We talked a little bit about this We talked a little bit about the Super Bowl. If you have not seen them, remember that the Super Bowl commercials used to be the highlight of the Super Bowl. Now, in all fairness, the Super Bowl game used to be terrible. Lately, over the last few years, the Super Bowl game has actually been very good. The commercials are now terrible. I have seen most of the new commercials, and I'm here to tell you this year is going to be no different. They're just not good.
Really?
I watched most all of them.
That's disappointing.
This is the best one I found.
There's nothing better than a Subway Series footlong, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the boss with a new footlong cookie. This might be my favorite sidekick ever. What?
Every epic footlong deserves a perfect sidekick.
Now, aww, a lot of you have already seen that
poor
commercial
Ma-Otto,
because it's already been out there. But honestly, I watched a whole bunch of the ones that were on for 24. There are a few I haven't seen because they're holding them back. But
yeah, but I heard they even showed the one with Ross from Friends walking, and he sees another Friends cast and says, "Hey, do I know you from somewhere?"
Oh,
so I don't
so
know.
That, yeah,
so
there that is, one,
there's
that
ones that haven't been
there,
shown.
Okay. I will tell you of the new ones that were released.
They're bad.
They're that. And that was kind of the highlight, and that's...
Oh, wow, that's been playing.
That's funny to us, and it's been playing,
right,
and
right.
Then there's the other one with those two guys where he says, it's dependable or something,
yeah,
and
yeah.
The guy says, not cool. But anyway, when the commercials come on for the Super Bowl, just hit the bathroom.
Well, I have a scary moment to share with you. I am often asked as a police officer's wife, aren't I constantly worried? And I'm not until this incident happened.
Let's go. We'll just start clearing room by room. Oh, it's right there. It's a squirrel. They can disregard. I just saw it. Tony, now you can disregard the help. We got a squirrel in the house.
So the officer right. screaming like a girl was my husband. Because the squirrel ran at him, ran oh, up good. His leg, jumped off from his belly, and ran the opposite direction. he's been having so much fun with this video, and the Liberty Police Department has now put it out on social media, and it is getting lots of attention.
That's good.
I just thought you would enjoy it. The light side of police
work. The lighter side is... Could you imagine if he'd have shot it? Or shot
oh,
at
yeah.
it?
Exactly.
There'd be holes in the floor
oh,
and everything
my.
Else. But yeah, that was actually pretty
oh,
good.
Goodness.
Anyway, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us on Carney Live. Make sure you join us next week when we talk about that great Chiefs win.
Woo!
Go Chiefs. See ya. Which...
Clearing room by room.